Hey, Phil, it's Ray Conniel.
Ray, how you doing? We just talked to you last week.
Yeah, I know you did, and I guess what? I'm at the Sweet Farm. It's a hospital. You know the place?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do, Ray. Are you all right?
Yeah. But I'm at Sweet Farm. You know, Phil?
Yes, we know Sweet Farm.
You do, yeah. They decided that they wanted to put me here. I'm scared, Phil.
What's going on? What happened?
When I was on your show last week, and I heard Return of the Mac. Whoa! Here's...
Yes, hello? Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Phil Hendry.
Yes. Hi, this is Dodie Wilson. And we have your man here, Ray Conniel.
Yes, ma'am. Where are you?
We are at Sweet Farm. We are a psychiatric sanitarium. And he was remanded to us from urgent care there in Ventura.
Whoa!
You want to sit down there? And he asked that we call your number, and I wanted to find out who you are.
We do a podcast here in Ventura. We know Ray for many years. We had no idea at all that he'd been hospitalized. This comes as a shock, ma'am.
Okay. Well, what happened essentially was we were called by people at the El Pacifico Yacht Club.
Yes.
And they said that he was acting in a bizarre way and that he had just been speaking with you.
Right. He just said that he had been on. He said he started singing the song Return of the Mac.
Return of the Mac. Okay, that's what he said. And he's over here right now. Ray, how are you?
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm worried. I'm very worried. I'm more than worried. I'm concerned. I'm even more than concerned, you know. I am troubled. I'm more than troubled.
She's one of the patients, Phil.
Shut up.
She's one of the patients here, Phil.
Hey, Ray, get the phone from her.
Give me the phone.
Asshole.
She's one of the people. I'm here voluntarily, Phil. I'm here voluntarily. She has been remanded here by court order.
Shut up.
No, I will not shut up. She's been remanded by court order.
Who is that lady?
Her name is Letty Gernstein. Letty?
Shut your mouth. Shut your filthy hole.
She took the phone from me and started, and she said that she was part of the staff here.
Yeah, she said she was the staff. She was there when you came in. Did they have to call emergency services or something?
They called the Ventura County Sheriff, because when I hear Return of the Mac, as you know, Phil, the song reminds me so much of Julie Burnside, who was the young lady, you know?
That was the young lady that you were nuts over when that song came out?
Yes. And so when I hear it, I go, oh, ho, ho. And that...
Shut up.
No, I will not shut up. I don't have to shut up. Why don't you go back into your cage, into your room? The phone you've got. What a whore. She almost tried to grab the phone.
I got to let you go, Ray. I want you to get some people there, whoever's in charge there, and have that woman, you know, get some control over her.
She's all right. One of the orderly got her. What did she say to you?
She said that she was one of the staff there, and that then she described you being put in there by, I don't know, people because you, went nuts.
Well, I don't think I went nuts, Phil, but when I heard Return of the Mac and I started thinking about Julie Burnside. Do you know about Julie Burnside?
Is that the girlfriend that you had?
Yeah, she was the girl. She was the young lady that I knew.
When Return of the Mac was out?
Yeah. And she was a blonde. She had the big... Well, you know, she was a blonde. She was built. She wore the cutoff jeans. I have to say, in a lot of ways, she was a little bit of a slut. She hung around the yacht club, cadging drinks, you know, having people light her cigarette. And then she hooked up with me for a summer. You know?
Okay, and you kind of fell head over heels, huh?
Well, it was a great summer, and then Return of the Mac come out, and I'm like, oh!
Oh, God, shut up.
You shut up!
Maybe you shouldn't be singing that, Ray.
Yeah, Ray, that's just attracting attention.
Oh, I don't care. I don't care anymore, Phil. But she got on the horn, and then I got on the horn. When they said to me they were going to elevate me to Commodore at the Yacht Club, and they said, you need to lose this Julie Burnside as a girlfriend. And I said, why? And she said, well, Dob Hippen, who was the vice commodore at the time, said, well, we just heard her say she's getting on the horn. And I said, that means getting on the phone. And they went, oh, okay. Because we didn't, she said she was going to get on the horn with you. And we had questions about you, you see.
Wait, well, who is this guy?
This was the Vice Commodore at the time.
And this guy doesn't know what getting on the horn means.
He didn't know then, no. He said he talked to Julie Burnside.
Now, what is this man's name again?
He was the Vice Commodore. I forgot. It might have been either Peg Leg Ray or Dob Hibben, you know, who was one of the Vice Commodores here.
All right, now I lost track of what was going on.
Well, all I was saying was this guy comes up to me, the Vice Commodore, and Peg Leg Pete, or whichever one it was, and says to me that Julie Burnside just says she's getting on the horn with you in about half hour.
Yeah, well, what that means is she's going to get on the phone.
Well, tell me about it. I know that, but they didn't know that. They thought she was being vulgar and sick.
So they did what?
They said, you need to get rid of her, or you'll never make it to Commodore, and we want to ban her from the yacht club.
Oh, that's too bad. I mean, that sounds like such a misunderstanding.
Well, they didn't ban her, though, because what happened was Peg Leg Pete, the very guy, he started seeing her, and then John Josephat, he started seeing her, and then Bill Ugly, he started seeing her, and then Terry Mondoran, he started seeing her, and also Gus Calvecchio, he started seeing her.
And who else started seeing him? There's about nine guys there.
That's all. But I mean, she started to see me, Ray Conniel, and then she started to see Tom the Piper's son. You remember him, Phil?
No, I don't.
You don't. You don't remember Tom Leontine?
Oh, that guy. Yeah, the guy that used to play the harmonica.
Yeah, yeah. She started seeing Tom Leontine, and then Tom Leontine started seeing her.
What does that mean, she started seeing?
Well, what I'm saying is they started seeing each other. And that's what drove me around the end. And even though I'd just been elevated to Commodore, when I seen, you know, when I seen Julie Burnside going out with Steve Leontine, Roscoe Box, Peg Leg Pete, and then she started seeing...
All right, you don't have to go over the list again for us, if you don't mind, Ray. We just wanted to get the backstory here on why it is you're at Sweet Farm. Are you there voluntarily?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm here voluntarily. Oh, my God, you think I got remanded here? You think somebody court-ordered my ass into here? No, I just, you know.
Were you drunk? Were you on drugs when they came to get you?
No, I wasn't drunk. I had a couple of drinks, but no, I was just listening to Return of the Mac, and I was going, oh, and then, you know, Peg Leg Pete come over along with Remy B and a couple of guys, and they tried to restrain me. You know, they tried.
What do you mean they tried to restrain you?
They put my arms behind, tried to pin my arms behind me, and I threw those two guys off of me. I wasn't violent. I threw them off of me, and they fell down on the dance floor. Then a couple of the other guys came over. One of them was Josh Hornbell, who's the son of Tim Hornbell.
Uh-huh.
And he grabbed me, and I tossed him. I threw him almost through a window. And then come a couple of the ladies. Cassie came out from behind the bar. Terry came out from behind the bar, and she had Ovell Wiggins was with her, and he had a bottle. And I tossed the two of those women through a door, and I picked up that Ovell Wiggins. I pulled the bottle away from him, and I threw him through one of these windows here.
What, no wonder you're in the freaking place, man. I'm surprised you're not in jail.
Well, that's pretty harsh, Phil.
No, it's not harsh. It sounds like you're throwing guys through windows and doors.
I threw the two ladies against a door. I threw one of the guys through a door, and I threw another guy through a window.
Well, it's no wonder that they've had you put over to Sweet Farm here, man. It doesn't sound voluntary to me.
I swear to Almighty God, it's voluntary. I mean, they wanted to have me at the county, but I said, I want to go to Sweet Farm. And I made the call to Dr. Cargo. You know the guy that we nicknamed Clutch Cargo?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the guy.
Yeah, well, there's a doctor here. It's Dr. Paul Cargo, but we nicknamed him Clutch.
So I understand, Ray, what happened to you. You started singing these songs when you were listening to Return of the Mac?
It wasn't, no. I was just going, oh, ho, 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 like they do on Return of the Mac.
Okay.
That's all I did. And when they tried to stop me, I threw a couple of them through a door. I threw one of the ladies against the door over here that borders out onto the patio. You know the one there, Phil? You know the one?
Yeah, the one that goes out the back door, the back.
Yeah, yeah. Right, and I did that, and just the patio. But when I heard Return of the Mac, and I went, oh.
Would you not do that anymore, please?
All right, I'm sorry. But that's how it happened.
All right, we've got on the line with us here, Ray Conneal. Anything else you want to say, Ray? What do you need from me?
What do you need us to do, Ray?
I mean, I don't need anything. I'd like you to kind of run interference with me with Peg Leg Pete over at the Yacht Club, because I certainly don't want this to affect my standing as the Commodore. But let everybody know that, you know, the Phil Henry Show supports me and supports my candidacy as Commodore of the El Pacifico Yacht Club.
Well, I really want to tell you this, man, okay?
Oh, here we go.
No, listen to me, okay? That's pretty serious what happened when you're grabbing people and you're getting physically violent with them.
Oh, they're trying to stop me from singing. Why would they? Oh, boy.
Yeah, why would they stop me to do that, Mr. Henry?
I agree with Phil. You can't grab people and throw them through doors.
I threw one guy through a door. One of the ladies I threw against the door. The other guy, he went through the door, and I'm sorry about that.
Don't grab a woman and throw her against the door, Jack. You understand how that just doesn't look good anywhere.
All right, but why are they grabbing me? They grabbed me and tried to restrain me. They tried to restrain me, Phil, because I was going, oh.
Look, I'm going to come see you tomorrow, okay?
Where?
There at Sweet Farm.
You got to get me out of here, okay?
I can't get you out of there right now. I don't want to get you out of there right now until I know what the hell's going on with you.
Yeah, we got to find out. Ray, it sounds like you lost it a little bit.
I lost it. These people tried to grab me and keep me from going, oh, ho, 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 ho. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand, man, and I'm not saying they were right.
They grabbed me. They tried to restrain my arm. Nobody ever does. When people try to pull my arms behind me, oh, man, that's when I will... That's when I'll tear the skin right off your...
Yes, hello, who is this?
Give me the phone. I'm sorry, Phil, that lady is...
Well, she sounds like she works there, so look at Ray. I'm going to come by and see you tomorrow, okay?
Big deal.
Well, you know, it's all I can do, man, because I can't get you out of there tonight, okay? Especially if the cops brought you there.
The cops brought me to county lockup, and I requested to come over here.
Well, they don't want you unrequested.
Yeah, why don't you just tell them you want to go back to county?
There, that's what I think of all you people, okay? You
know? Ray Conneal, folks. Boy, what a fantastic appearance. Going from the president of the Yacht Club and singing.
when the last time he was on the program, folks, he was singing this, what is it called, Mr. Mac or something?
No, it's called Return of the Mac.
Yeah, he was singing that. He sounded weird, but he was okay. And now he's in Sweet Farm.
Sweet Farm's a local... Sanity, you guys know the place. And the lady that was talking...
Yeah, I thought for sure she worked on staff.
She was one of the people that's...
She sounded psychotic, too.
What do you mean psychotic, too?
You don't think Ray's psychotic?
No, he's not psychotic. Doesn't sound psychotic.
Okay, Phil, God, no, he's not psychotic. Well, I mean, you don't think he's delusional.
Hey, bud, what is it with you? All of a sudden you're starting to read books or something?
Hey, I know all about it, okay? I had an uncle who thought he was a bat, okay?
You had an uncle who thought he was a bat?
Yeah.
Let me guess, he slept upside down?
He did, yeah, he did. He hooked his feet. Wow, that's pretty interesting you'd know that. But,
are you kidding?
Sort of, but it's interesting Mr. Henry would know that.
Bats sleep upside down, bud. That's kind of a... All right, we'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, because there is another atmospheric river heading toward Los Angeles.
That's right. We have more inclement weather. Oh, my God. When is this going to end?
Well, at least it's not high-powered winds and everything like we had with the fire.
That's true. But this is definitely, things have definitely changed weather-wise. I don't know. You can call it anything you want, man, but this is not. We had a drought for the longest time. Now we got so-called atmospheric rivers that are just sending torrents of rain. And I expect, I don't know, man.
You think there's going to be mudslides?
I don't see how they can avoid it, man, but we'll see. We'll be right back here with who?
You said Jay Santos.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the atmospheric rivers, and let's see if they're going to be taking a broth break or any of that bullshit. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, this is Ray Conneal from the El Pacifico Yacht Club. I want to tell you that my very good friend Phil Henry has a backstage pass to get to his website, thephilhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, and he's got 60,000 hours of the greatest radio and digital content that your ass has ever beheld right on his website there, and he also has home movies, he's got video casts, he's got the, right here, right there, oh, boy, that brings back some memories of Julie Burnside. If you ever see her, she's got a great looking...
Yes, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass.
I'm okay. Put that away.
Sorry.
Yes, I'm Ray Coneal. Put it away. Put it away before I lose it. Yeah. Everybody, get a Backstage Pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Me. You lied to me. God, she lied to me so much.
World famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. World famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico here in Southern California. And a reminder that we're going to be at Theater West on February 20th and March the 1st for the Galaxy of Phil Henry. And there's going to be all kinds of friends and neighbors there. We're going to be in the audience, so we're not going to be in the show. Well, you didn't have to give that away.
You didn't give it away, General.
Oh, come on. But Patsy and I will be in the audience.
And Frank and I will be there, too.
Great. Now you gave away that you... No, they're not giving anything away. What they're doing is they're teasing.
That's what it is.
Yeah, sure.
Take it easy, bud, okay? Everybody's in this together, man. We're all on the same team, baby. And it's going to be a fun time. February 28th, March the 1st at Theater West in Hollywood, California, in Cahuenga. You can get your tickets at theaterwest.org, theaterewest.org. And scroll down the homepage, you'll see the Galaxy of Phil Henry. We got tickets for both nights, Friday and Saturday, the 28th and the 1st. So join us for that. And as Bud likes to say, if you want to give us even yet more money, you can get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. Way to milk it, Mr. Henry.
Thank you.
Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, joining us. And it's very important that we talk to Jay, especially when we are having this kind of weather here in Southern California. And I know that our show is heard, I mean, wherever people can download it, Jay. I mean, practically all over the world, I suppose. But the weather in Los Angeles is important for people all over the world to hear about. Why?
Well, we feel, Phil, that if you're familiar with the weather in the city of Los Angeles and the environs around Los Angeles, that you will be familiar with what we're dealing with here. And if we're dealing with things that are, you know, very contentious weather-wise, like, as you know, we had the terrible fires, then when things that come out of Los Angeles, the great entertainment, the great film and television, and a lot of the great comedians, and a lot of the great, many of the great dancers. If the dancing isn't as good, it's because we've been dealing with some stuff, okay, folks? So, give it a rest.
Yeah, no kidding. Give it a rest after a while.
What, are you hearing complaints?
Well, I'm hearing complaints. So people are saying, oh, you're in Los Angeles, and, you know, you guys think that you're so bitching. And we go, well, I mean, you know, we do what we do. You do what you do, you do what you do, I do what we do. I do what I do. You know.
Well, you're not in entertainment. You're in whatever. What do you do, Jay?
Oh my God! Are you ready for that? She's asking me, what do I do?
Well, Jay, you, besides the Citizens Auxiliary Police,
I am a security guard for Johnson Bottling. Okay.
Security guard for Johnson what?
Johnson Bottling Company. Okay. There, you got it out of me. Why, is it something to be ashamed of?
No, it's not anything to be ashamed of. We wanted to know what your other job was.
This job, I can tell you right now, Mr. Henry, is pretty much 24-7.
Yes, but no one's paying you to do the job, Jay. It's a volunteer job. We just wanted to know how you're making ends meet at home.
Well, my wife, to be honest with you, my wife's a real estate agent. My wife does very well in real estate. So,
Well, there you go. I mean, it's not a bad gig to be in this town.
Not at all, so...
What is your wife's name?
My wife is my little lady... who I've had with me in my life for the last 17 years. Her name is Rochelle.
Awesome, awesome. I used to know a girl named, well, I still know a girl named Rochelle.
Yeah, that's nice. But we're talking about my Rochelle now.
Yeah, I know that, Jay. It's okay.
All right. But anyway, yeah, her name's Rochelle, and she's sweet as can be. And I think she's beautiful, and she's got great legs. Long blonde hair.
All right. Well, anyway, getting back to whatever we're getting back to.
Well, you don't want to hear about my... Oh, hold on for a minute. 5115. Rob Bustin. Who? I never heard of him. I don't care if he drowns.
So,
Jay, every time you take one of those calls, you're like blowing it off. Like you don't care if the guy drowns. You don't care if somebody. You tell the guy they can drop dead.
It's just a lot of nuisance stuff. It's my guys out in the field. Okay, this one guy says, "Hey, there's a guy and he's wading through a pond. What should I do?" I was like, well, don't do anything, man. He goes, well, what if the guy, he says, well, what if the guy suddenly, like in that Laurel and Hardy movie, he just disappears below the water, and that's why I said, I don't care if he drowns.
That's, you're getting questions like that.
Yes, I'm telling you, being a Commodore, the advice, what am I called? I'm called what? What do they call me? Sub-Commander Gleason?
You're called a Brigadier Admiral.
Yeah. Just because I'm a Brigadier Admiral doesn't mean I know shit. And it sure doesn't mean that I get any respect.
J.A. Santos is with us. All right.
Bill, you just said J.A. Santos is with us. My name isn't J.A. Santos. My name
I said J.A. Santos is with us.
Right.
So I want to know what preparations are being made. And I know, General, you have... Yeah, Jay, I want to know what preparations you're making.
Preparations?
I said preparations that you're making, okay?
That's fine, but when you say preparation... Right away, I'm thinking, okay, is the letter H going to... Never mind.
Are you trying to be funny?
No, I'm not. I'm seriously, I thought he was going to say preparation H.
I want to know what preparations you guys are making beyond eating broth and...
You just went eating broth.
Eating broth and whatever else. You guys sit there and you eat broth and then you assess the situation. You have another cup of noodles. You assess the situation... And then by the time you guys are ready to act, someone's either drowned or they've been rescued.
That is dirty pool right there. When we're ready to act, we go 100% at trouble. And I told you, General, we go, yeah, when we go at trouble.
No, I know all about how you go at trouble. You go, yeah. Trouble's a person and it's going to be scared.
I think it is. I think at the end of the day, trouble is anthropomorphic. The word that Mr. Henry uses.
Anthropomorphic?
Yeah. We think trouble can be anthropomorphized, and when we go at trouble, we go, ah! And we think trouble backs down. We think it backs down very, very well.
All right, Jay, give us an example of how trouble backed down when you went, yeah, like that.
Okay. During the recent fires, we had a call. There was a guy in his car. He couldn't get his car started, and there was a fire that was kind of racing down the street. It was over there on Grand. It was over there, right over there on Grandview, Mr. Henry, and Sierra Madre, where your friends live.
Right. I know they lost some homes over there.
They lost a few homes, yeah. And this guy, so there's, we could see the fire in the canyon, and this guy's trying to start his car, and we happened to be in the area. The Baldwin Park police were there, Pasadena police. They said to us, what are you guys doing here? And we said, hey, you know, what business is it of yours? And so they patted me down. They patted down Sub-Commander Gleason. We got thrown on the ground. Never mind.
You got thrown on the ground?
Well, they threw us on the ground. I finally showed the guy. I said, see this pith helmet? I'm Citizens Auxiliary Police, yeah? Okay? And the guy just shrugged his shoulders and walked away. So
you're telling me a cop just shrugged his shoulders and walked away from you?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right, so what happened?
So what happened was we see a guy can't get his car started. And I went and I said to the cop again, have you guys dealt with this? The guy here can't get his car started. And the cop mumbled something about how the guy was faking it. I don't know. And the cop said, no, we haven't. And the cop looked at the guy, and then he looked at us, and he looked at the guy, and he looked at us. He said, that looks like a good job for you guys, the Citizens Police. We get Citizens Auxiliary Police, cop. So,
well, I bet you he liked that.
He walked away. What's he going to do, huh? You know, when I get up in a cop's face, I go nose to nose with a cop. Yeah, a whole lot of them can stand their ground.
Okay, Jay, enough of the bull crap. What happened?
Not bull crap, Mr. Henry, I swear to God.
Okay, fine. What happened?
So this guy can't get his car started. And I'm going, I tapped on the glass and go, what's going on? He goes, I can't get my car started. I want to get out of here. As you can see, the fire's over there coming down the canyon. And so I said, open up the hood. And he unlatched the hood. I opened the hood up. I looked at the engine block, and I went, yeah, like that. Okay, and guess what?
The car started.
Yes, it did.
You sounded just like Ted Bell when he does his Tatooine.
What?
That's exactly how Ted Bell does it. Ted can't scare anybody because his scream sounds scared.
What are you guys talking about?
That scream you just did sounded like you were scared. Do it again.
Do what again?
The scream you used to get that guy's car started.
I said, pop the hood. He pops the hood. I looked and I said, we come in, when we go directly to trouble, sir, so don't worry about it. And I went, like that.
You did. You said it. You almost started crying.
You did. You started to cry, Jay.
What are you guys talking about?
You did. You go like this. This is what you did, Mr. Santos. You go, yeah, like that.
Oh, bullshit.
Hey, watch the language.
So you guys are slathering me. You're slobbering on me and you're slathering.
What do you mean slobbering?
What do you call it when a guy lies about you?
Libel?
Well, I've never heard of that, but...
Yeah, that's what it is, and we're not lying, okay? That's how you sounded. Do it again.
Do what again?
Do what you... how you yelled at the car to frighten the trouble out of it.
That's a good way of putting it, Ms. Gray. I looked at the car, and I saw the engine block, and I said, okay, try to start it, and he couldn't start it. I go, okay, here goes. I go at trouble, sir. Watch this. Like that.
Oh, fuck off! And God...
What?
This is what you did. Santos, you doing that on purpose? This is what you did, Jay. You go...
What the hell are you guys... You want to get sued for slabber? I mean, or whatever you call it.
Slander?
Okay, Mr. Henry, what we do in the Citizens Auxiliary Police is I've told you many times, we go at trouble, okay? Most people run away from trouble, we run right at it. And that's how we do it.
You run at trouble crying all the way. Yeah, there you go. You go at trouble, you go, okay, watch out, trouble. That's what it sounds like.
Oh, my God, General. Sure, you don't want to... That sounded retarded. You know?
That's what it sounds like to us. That's what you're doing. You're going at trouble like that. You go,
Oh, my ass.
Do it again.
Do what again?
Just show us what you did to scare the trouble out of the guy's car.
I said, okay, here comes the trouble car. And I went,
You know what? I think...
Okay, you know what? I've wasted enough time with you jackasses. I'm not going to be humiliated anymore.
Jay, I swear to God, it sounds like you're going...
Oh, boo. Sub Commander Gleason, we have to go now. Sub Commander Gleason. Brigadier Admiral.
Blow it up.
Says to blow it out your ass.
All right. Yeah.
That's exactly the way Ted Bell did it.
That's what Ted Bell did on Tatooine.
Right.
I think there's a certain way that some people scream and some people try to sound scary and they wind up sounding less scary. I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is, and I don't want to know what it is. How about that?
Yeah. Welcome back. It's the world famous Bill Hinger Show. We're back into the week now, man. And let's see, today,
what did we do yesterday? We did rehearsal. We got another rehearsal coming up this week. It's a busy, busy week.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
That's nice.
Who I am.
That's nice.